before entering the greatest video game realm. We want to inform something first.
The Hyrule Realm Video Games Podcast is the first on the top 10 games and hobbies category on Podomatic. On May 23rd, 2009, we made it to the Movers and Shakers list.
Listeners from all the world enjoy the entertainment we bring every week. From United States to Spain.
Colombia to Panama.
From Europe to the Netherlands and the rest of the freaking world.
Over 500 downloads in the last episodes gave us the title of number one video game podcast on Podomatic. The Hybrid Realm,
where games and fantasy becomes reality.
Welcome to another awesome episode of The Hybrid Realm. This is Hybrid Rain.
And I'm Linda.
And we are here to rock your world of entertainment to the max. It's been a great week, guys. I'm over with my class. I passed. I'm free right now. And I just want to say that, like you heard right now, I really want to thank all of you for all the support you have gave to the Hybrid Realm. It's just that awesome. What do you think about that, Linda?
It's just great. The community, listeners and G1s, unite and enjoy the show every time. Happy face.
Yes, it's very important. A huge success. Over 500 downloads. It's amazing. People from over the world hearing the podcast. Although I don't hear the feedback or anything, but the statistics are just like that. I always receive that at the end of the month and on the end of the week. It's just that great. Even on a hiatus, we have downloads, at least 20 per day, but still, it's a constant thing. And I'm just really happy because of that, and thank you everyone. This show is great, you are great, and we'll keep rocking, and we'll keep making the best for all of you. It's just that great.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for all the support. You have made me a happy AI. Oh, and the question of the week. Why the hiatus?
Why the hiatus, you might ask?
Yeah. You have become a really lazy ass guy.
No, I'm not that lazy ass. I had to pass that class and I was free for everything. I didn't have to repeat nothing, I don't have more time or anything. It was just worth having the week off making some other work and projects. So yeah, I passed my class, I passed this semester free, and right now I'm just that happy. And with these results, just damn great.
Well, it's good to know you at least spended the time on your study, than watching a man playing Call of Duty for the whole week.
Thank you, Linda, that's just great. But okay, remember, this might be the last talk episode of the Hybrid Realm.
Wait, you just return and want to end this? Why?
Well, because I'll be going to USA next June 10th, and then to SGC, like I stated on my B-blog a few days ago.
Sad face. And I thought this will continue till the end of the season.
Yeah, I know. But don't worry. Everything will be back. I don't know if we'll have another interrogation with one of the Screwtech members. But hey, let's just wait and see if I can do anything. Because I don't know if I'm going to have a computer over there and the programs and everything. So maybe I'll be just making the end of the season this season with some music.
So you are saying I have to work more while you are in vacations?
Yeah, and you'll be making all of the things, Linda. You know the drill.
This sucks. Sad face.
Okay, before we're gonna skip this right now, we're gonna make a few changes to the podcast. It's gonna be great, but don't worry. They're gonna be minor changes, but they're gonna be good and unique for the podcast. So Linda, what do we have today?
Well, Hybrid, we talk and we approve a new section for the podcast called The Announcements.
Yes, we're gonna make in like the updates of some great sites that even the G1s have made. So like that guy with the glasses, Crew Attack, 91.8 The Fan, Dark Diamond Studios. It's gonna be just the simple announcements. And we're gonna have, like we said, G1's birthday. This is how it works. We're gonna be broadcasting. We're gonna see which G1s are having birthdays that day, and we're gonna be celebrating and everything. If during the week someone has to have a birthday, but if you send me a message and the date and everything, we'll broadcast it the same day we're gonna make it. It's different from the day of the week, so we broadcast. So if you're interested, just send me a message. If not, I'll just check the forums who is having a birthday on that day, and that's it. What else we have?
The headlines will be shorter and to the point. No more round trip throughout the news.
Oh, yeah. The standard headlines. This time, we're gonna make it shorter, more to the point. We're not gonna be giving opinions or anything. No, we're just gonna announce the news because we wanna cover most of the news of the week. So that's what we're gonna do with the headlines for the podcast. What else?
Let me see. Oh, the different types of podcasts now we have.
Oh yeah, like I said before, we're gonna have a talk podcast and a music podcast. And the talk podcast will be like this one. We're gonna be talking, we're gonna be making announcements and everything. And some, like the episode with Nervous Nick, that it was only Linda.
Being the one in charge.
Yeah, you did a hell of a job. We're just gonna do that. We're gonna making like a few announcements, maybe come with Linda, or just the music, depending of how we're gonna manage this. And last, no, that was the last point, I think.
I think there is something else. There is something here, but can read it well. It says, radio station.
No, don't screw it.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Okay, we're thinking of having a radio station. Yeah, an online radio station. And we're gonna be upgrading from a blog to a website, because the whole content we're gonna be making is gonna be new after the season finale of this podcast. So what it's gonna be, I don't know. We're gonna see, because I have to make some search, and I'm gonna be like working on to see how it might work. It's an idea right now. We don't know if it's gonna make it true, what we're gonna do with the radio station, or how we're gonna do it. But let me tell you, if the radio station stays, it's gonna be 24 hours. I know I'm not gonna be over there, but we're gonna have live broadcasts. We're gonna have music, we're gonna have interviews. I don't know if we're gonna be able to have live interviews, but let's just wait and see. That's all I have to say for next season. Okay, Linda, let's load the announcements.
Loading. Please wait. Greatest sights that we look around. Sometimes has awesome things nobody found. The announcements. Hearing you will now.
Okay, first of all, we're going to be checking 91.8thefan.com. We got the dude in the shades made his review on the Viewer's Choice Award of 2009 of the AnimeMusicVideos.org. Great list, great review. I like it. And another thing, Professor Otaku makes a little review on Cyber Team in Akihabara. An anime I just wish I didn't watch before. God damn it, it sucked. God. And later on, we'll have iStock. So just check the site. Great thing. Dark Diamond Studios, or Kasekawa, he joined with 91.8thefan, and now he'll be presenting his Japan Now series over there at 91.8thefan.com. So people, just if you want to keep checking the best awesomeness of Japan, just you'll have to see on 91.8thefan all Kasekawa's reviews on the most bizarre things on Japan. Kasekawa, like I said before, I really congratulate you for having this promotion. I like to call it like that, and I hope to see rocking more episodes. Moving on, this week was E3, and if you want to catch the best, the greatest, and the worst and suck moments on E3, just check ScrewAttack.com. It's great, they have the impressions, they have trailers, they have interviews and everything from E3. If you want to know something that sucked, something that was good, and what was the difference before this year's and 2008's E3, go over there, check the whole thing. Because E3 2009 rock. Moving on, let's go to That Guy with the Glasses. We got a lot of dates from this page. We got that the Nostalgia Critic makes a review on North. We got Boom Reviews, poor little bum. Boom Reviews Up, the new movie from Pixar. Disney Pixar, sorry. So, first of all, remember, these are reviews of the whole movie. If you haven't seen it, don't spoil yourself. But let me tell you, that freaking movie is awesome. Lee Steel Gaming and Dina from the Game Den join up to make the top 10 anime openings and endings. Great top 10, very different from me or many others top 10s, but hey, it's a great and solid list. If you are a comic fan, Linkara reviews The Marriage of Hercules and Cena. I think that's like the worst concept for a comic, at least how he reviewed it. It's just that stupid. So check out Comic Fans for The Marriage of Hercules and Cena. And finally, Bennett the Sage makes a little review on Infamous. Okay, and like we said before, on Screw Attack G1s, we have a few birthdays to soon celebrate. I want to congratulate the following G1s. Today, we have Vodka Drum Kinski, 25 years, Altam BM, 23, Munchlax Jock, sorry if I said it's bad, Munchlax Lodge, 20, GHM, 20, Sponge the Monkey, 18, and Runky, 15. For all of you G1s, happy birthday. Linda, what do you have to say to them?
Me? Oh well, I can only say this. You are just getting old and grumpy. Why to cheer with this?
Oh, come on, don't be mean.
Lol. I'm joking. Happy birthday, G1s. You just level up once more. Keep rocking.
That's right. Big applause for all of you. Happy birthday. Keep rocking, people. All right. Those were the announcements. Hope you like them. Go check the sites, the updates, and just look around. So right now, Linda, let's keep up going this, because today we have a hell of a show, and you know why. We got the interrogation today, and we have to wrap this up fast.
Roger, boss. High School Ben can't wait forever.
Yes, and it's gonna be fun. So, people, let's wrap this up now. Let's go to the headlines.
The headlines.
Nintendo's Play is rebooted Wii. Nintendo has rocketed the gaming world by unveiling a brand new Wii model. Don't expect more interactive games, new flying head controllers, or holographic storage. Because the updates, it's only for the outside. Yes, we're gonna have the same Wii, identical processors, but just the latest body in a better color, black.
Japanese games group to ban Twisted Sex Torture Sims. One of Japan's two software rating organizations will no longer support the sale of six sexual games in the country. The decision follows protests from civil rights campaigners in the US, who have been demanding titles like this kind of games be made illegal in Japan.
PSP Go will support UMDs. Well, sort of. Sony's PlayStation Portable Go may dispense the UMD minidisc format, but electronics giant said it won't leave trading up gamers out in the cold. The firm is currently designing a digital delivery system that allows owners of, let's say, the PSP 1000 play either UMD-based games on the PSP Go.
Nintendo admits to rival DSi handheld. Nintendo has revealed that it's already designed an alternative handheld console to the DSi. The handheld was conceived at some point during the previous 3 years, but the gaming giant's global president, Satoru Iwata, told CNBC that it since decided not to release the mystery device.
Those are the headlines for June 5th, 2009. For more information, go to www.rechardware.co.uk. I'll just check the link source we have below.
We are going to take a small break, but after that we will have the final part of the podcast. The interrogation with High School Ben.
Come celebrate your gaming independence July 3rd through 5th, 2009 in Dallas, Texas at SGC. Join the Screw Attack crew as we bring you 3 days jam-packed with video games, good times, and round-the-clock awesome. Don't miss special appearances by Rooster Teeth's AchievementHunter.com, Terminal Reality, you know the folks behind the new Ghostbusters game, Destructoid.com, Ray Jimenez, the producer of Super Street Fighter II Turbo HD Remix, and OC Remix, who will be spinning tunes exclusively throughout the weekend. More details and guests coming soon, so don't let the fun pass you by. Visit SGConvention.com for tickets and more information.
We stalk you, we research, we capture you, and look at your darkest secrets. So sit down and listen. This is The Interrogation.
Yes, we have the interrogation again this week, and you know who it is? No one like High School Ben. High School Ben, how you been?
Hey, man? What's going on?
How you been, man?
Pretty good, pretty busy, but pretty good. How about you?
Working.
Yeah.
Last week over at university, so I have to do this with all the pleasure. So, hey, It's been a rough week. Well, want to congratulate every one of you because you have a new store order. Damn. That was awesome. Big surprise for every one of us, including yourself.
Yeah, it was a big surprise for us too when Craig first walked in and was like, "Hey guys, you know, coming up sometime we might be buying a store." And we were all like, "What? Where did that come from?"
Yeah. That's...
And then like a week later we have it. So
wow, that's just awesome, man. So Ben, you're ready?
Yes.
Welcome.
Wait, hang on. I'm not ready. Craig just busted in.
Hey, Craig. Oh my god.
Alright, Craig is standing behind me for some reason.
Hey!
Hey, what's up, Craig?
Corey just broke the toilet.
What?
Yeah, Corey just destroyed our toilet for some reason.
How? Did somebody say bathtub or something?
Okay. Now Nick's here.
She has electric piss.
Oh
right,
my god.
We gotta
god.
Go.
All right, man. See you
Bye.
Later. Bye.
Craig and
See
Nick.
You.
Bye. Oh my god. What a way to begin the interrogation.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Yeah, so apparently Corey has electric piss.
She's gonna kill you.
Short circuited the toilet because, you know, the toilet runs off machinery.
All right.
Electricity.
All right. What a way to start the interrogation. So. All right, let's start again. Hey, Ben, are you ready for the interrogation?
I think so.
All right, we're gonna go deep into your darkest secrets. Nah, not really.
This isn't gonna like hurt or anything, right? Interrogation? You're not gonna like drip water on my forehead?
Maybe.
Just kidding.
Nick is in here again, trying to destroy this interrogation. You guys need to get out of this room.
You need to stop making me feel like.
Okay, leave, Nick.
Go be interviewed.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, I think with nothing else, let's start the interrogation. So, Finally. Ben, what's your real name and where are you from?
My real name, which is a secret, is Ben.
Ben? Just Ben?
Well, Ben Singer. My last name's Singer. Actually, it's supposed to be Sanger when my... great-great-great-grandparents came over from Germany or whatnot, it was Sanger, but the American customs decided to make it Singer for whatever reason.
Like with an A, like Singer?
But I was born in Texas and raised in Texas, and that's me.
That's you. Wow, perfect. So, last week we had Nick, and he really told me some
that
little
guy.
Secrets. Yeah, that guy. And I was like very impressed because I didn't know you already knew Nick before knowing Skrillex, so... I want to know your version of the story. I want to know how did you find Screw Attack and how you became an intern and practically how you become a member over there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Nick kind of described a little bit of it last podcast. But basically, what happened was I was a member of the broadcast class in my high school. It was my second year in the class.
Yeah.
And I was going to be in charge of it the next year, which was awesome because I'm such a good student, right? So then my teacher says, "Hey, this guy's coming in looking for interns. He runs a video making company or something like that." And Craig walks in, and he's like, "Hey, everybody, have you heard of Screw Attack?" And
no
pad, because this was way back. This was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he was looking for an intern, one intern. He ended up with three, me, Jose, and Mickey. And eventually we became hired and started getting money. and then Nick was in the same class as me, and that's how he got in, and that's the basic story.
Yeah, he practically told us on the last time. Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. So how did you exactly met Nick? So it was like, "Hey, how are you?" and best friends or something like that.
Something like that, I guess. We actually met on a bus, going to a media technology class, and he was like, "Hey, aren't you in my English class?" "Yeah, I guess. Who are you?" And that's kind of how that. It was like junior year in high school, or sophomore year in high school.
Oh, that's interesting. So it was like with,
can't remember.
Yeah, it was like with Jose and Nick, like with Mickey. Sorry, the same.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. It was junior year.
We go there.
Nick just busted into this room again.
Hey, I need to play. We're going somewhere.
My God.
Don't worry.
Destin's in this room.
Hey, Destin.
Everybody's in this room.
Everyone is at the podcast. Yay!
You guys are really screwing things up here.
We make it better.
Ben Singer, born and raised in Texas.
Yes.
High school broadcast class.
Alright.
Hey, what's up, Destin?
I'm doing an interview and you're ruining it.
Poor Ben.
God, jeez. These guys are just interrupting everything. This is an interrogation. I'm supposed to be in pain and stuff.
I'm making suffer, don't worry. Close the door.
Alright.
Perfect, don't worry. They're gone.
Well, they're leaving, but anyway.
Oh my God.
Go on.
Take care, guys.
Be quiet.
Yep.
So, wait. Well, what are we on right now?
I forgot.
You have the questions.
All right. Okay. Let's.
We're doing interrogating.
We did another question, but let's pass that out. Okay. Okay. We've been hearing all the names, everything, but how or why you are named High School Ben?
Why am I named High School Ben?
Yeah.
Probably because. I said probably like I don't know. It's because when I first came in, I was the only like person in Screwtech who was still in high school. I was a senior in high school at the moment, and Jose and Mickey had just graduated, so I just became High School Ben.
Just like that, like okay, he's like High School Ben. Oh.
Yeah, I was thinking of what name to give myself, and I think Jose was like, "Well, you should call yourself High School Ben," and then like 20 years from now. You can be Ben, still in high school.
Interesting.
And that was basically how it worked.
Yeah, they didn't think in another name like Lil Ben or something like that.
Like Lil Ben?
I don't know. Anything? Didn't they make like a brainstorm something? So let's call him.
No, not really.
No, it was directly High School Ben. Like, okay. Something like
it,
that.
Yeah, it was sort of like that. It was just like, hey, we should call you.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Craig!
Don't worry, man. Hey,
I'd just like to point out right now at this point in the interview that Ben is such a celebrity that we're not allowed to be in the room with him. Thank you. Have a good day.
Don't worry.
Craig, you got that. You got it. I am such a celebrity that people have to be out of the room when I am talking.
Save that!
That's right.
Everyone's here.
That is right. That is exactly who I am.
Nice. A celebrity. Okay.
Nobody can be in the same room with me without dying of shock.
Or being eaten by Jose.
Yeah.
Okay, talking about that, why Metal Gear Ben? I think everything started with the clip of the week, but before that, did something really started Metal Gear Ben?
No. It was just the clip of the week. Like, that was, it was Craig's idea originally. He just came across that clip and was like, hey, let's do this. Let's have Ben sneak around and steal food from Jose. And he just titled it Metal Gear Ben. And it wasn't like, there was no plans on keeping the character around or anything, but it was a big hit. Like, the G1s liked it. So, eventually, once I was put in charge of Clip of the Weeks, I decided to make a sequel. Actually, it wasn't even originally going to be a sequel. It was originally going to be Destin sneaking around Game Exchange. And then I can't remember who it was who came up with, I think Chad or Jose said, well, why don't you do it? Why don't you bring back Metal Gear Ben? And I was like, that's a good idea. And we did Metal Gear Ben 2, and everybody loved it. And we started a series.
Awesome. Hey, that's incredible. We're going to be seeing on SGC the first episode.
Yes, the premiere will be at SGC. I'm actually working on editing the first episode today. It's
awesome.
Looking pretty good.
Awesome.
I'm liking it.
I'm going to enjoy that Metal Gear. Moving on. During your stay at the conventions with the crew, what has been the best and worst moment or situation you have experienced?
Best and worst moments and situations. Well, if you include the Iron Man, like probably one of the most memorable moments at any convention that I've ever had is me in a Speedo in front of everybody for 15 minutes, arm wrestling Jared, who I eventually broke the arm of.
Oh my god,
and
that was
freaked Craig out.
You were freaking then... out, man. I can't remember your face. That you were like, oh my god.
Yeah. Well, me and Jared and Jose and a couple other people played a prank on Craig, and Jared could, you know, fake bend his arm. It was double jointed or whatnot, and we pretended to break it. It was funny.
Damn. You're evil.
But, I mean, that's probably the funniest thing, but the worst thing is probably whenever I have to stay up, like, all night editing a video about it. Like, I had to do that at E3 last year. Probably will have to do that again this year. You know, things like that.
Damn.
Yeah. There's a lot of work involved with Screw Attack. Some people think we just party all day.
We just don't play games the whole day.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of work involved.
Nice.
It really is.
All right, perfectly. Okay. Has something really funny or random happened to you while working on Screw Attack? We talk about the conventions, but on Screw Attack.
On Screw Attack. Like a funny story or something?
Yeah. Yourself or... Except Destin's Chicken.
Except Destin's Chicken. Yeah. Well, speaking of Destin, I mean, this hasn't really been shown, like, on the site anywhere, because we didn't shoot it or anything, but, like, you know the sauce eating challenge where
I almost died. Like, oh my god, what happened to him? He's gonna fly.
Yeah, well, what happened there was I got salsa in my eyes, and Destin, like, for some reason, we didn't have any water. I don't know who was the genius who decided we would not have any water at that competition, but all we had was milk, and that was gone. So Destin and Jose were, like, driving me, like, speeding all the way to Walmart or someplace to get some water to, like, wash out my eyes, and he almost ran over some lady and... and her, like, a little daughter, like, probably 5 years old, and he just, like, in the parking lot, he's, like, cussing at him, like, really, really loud, telling him to get out of the way. But they're just standing there with their shopping cart, like, staring at us, like, freaked out or something.
Oh,
it was funny.
Destin's gonna kill somebody.
Yeah, he probably will someday.
Oh my god, that's
no, I'm just kidding.
He's over there, isn't he?
Yeah, he's probably listening to me right now through the wall.
Okay, let's make this quick before they kill you.
Alright.
Okay. What's your video game preference?
Video game preference?
Yeah.
You mean like,
first-person shooters, side-scrollers?
Well, I don't really have a preference. I have an anti-preference. Like, oh. I don't really like RTSs that much. I'm not a big fan of those, especially on the consoles. And most racing games I get bored of. But everything else, I'm just, you know, good. Anything with action in it is definitely my favorite. But I don't really have a favorite genre.
So you can go first-person shooter, adventure.
First-person platformer, adventure.
Yeah, everything except sports. Or something like that.
My favorite games include Zelda, Sonic, Super Smash Brothers, Street Fighter, Halo, like, huge variety. I mean, so I guess I don't really have a preference.
Oh, interesting. Good. Okay. Have a game influenced you to make something in real life?
Obviously Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
But... has a game influenced me to make something in real life? Okay.
Go on, sorry.
A long time ago, I was making... it was like when I was 10 years old, 11 years old.
Yeah.
There was a game coming out called Star Wars Jedi Knight 2 Jedi Outcast.
Mm-hmm.
The game wasn't even out yet, but I wanted to make a Star Wars movie. And I couldn't think up any plot line or anything. I didn't know what to do. So, and then I saw that was coming out, and I saw Jedi Outcast, and I decided to make a movie about Jedi who was an outcast to the new Jedi Order. It wasn't based off the game at all, because I had no idea what the game was about at the time, because it wasn't even, there was nothing, no information about it out yet, just like the title and the trailer. But I made a movie based on that title. So, and I was like, I'm like 11 in it, so I've got a high-pitched voice and a plastic lightsaber. But that was one of my first movies I ever made, and it was based off of a video game.
Oh my god, that's funny. Oh my god, it's showing it on Screw Attack someday?
Actually, it is on YouTube.
What?
It is on YouTube. I've been making movies for... since I was 10.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to be a director since then, and that was one of my first, like, longer movies. It was like a half hour.
Yeah.
And I did put it up on YouTube. So, on my YouTube account.
Everyone, go and see Little Ben being a Jedi. Or whatever.
Yeah. it's bad, but I mean, because I'm like 11, so.
Oh my god, it's gonna be so fucking fun. Oh
and
my
like
god.
My friend was like next to the camera, like making lightsaber noises. So we were fighting him. Like, I mean, that's how we did it.
Oh my
so.
God, that's I'm gonna be laughing, man. I'm sorry. Good. All right, let's continue. Alright, what are your expectations of SGC? I'm sorry, what are you expecting of SGC?
Of SGC? Well, obviously I'm expecting it to be freaking amazing, but it's definitely going to be a lot bigger than the Iron Man, and hopefully there's a lot more people. Lots of stuff going on. I mean, it's just going to be one great... I don't really know what to expect, I guess, because it's just going to be crazy. There's so much stuff going on. I'm going to be a little stressed over everything that's going on, but it's going to be fun. It's definitely, if I've got to expect one thing, it's definitely it's going to be fun.
You'll be wondering, like, Metal Gear Banner thing working on, I mean.
No, I don't know, really. As far as Metal Gear Banner goes, if we're going to do anything besides the premiere with MGB at SGC, but, who knows? You might see a little bit more of Metal Gear Ben than just the premiere.
Maybe a cardboard just running around over there. And like, what the hell, Dad?
I don't know.
Oh,
you might.
That would be freaking funny.
We'll see.
We'll see. Giving ideas. Do you want? Wait for the ideas. All right. Do you have any different hobbies besides video games?
Well, like I said, I've been making movies since I was 10. That's been probably a bigger hobby of mine than video games for most of my life. Because being a director has been the main goal of my life for years. So I've got tons of movies online on my YouTube account, Off Topic Films. I even made my own website for it all. But yeah, I mean, I've been doing it for almost 10 years, making my own little films, and it's really fun.
Wow, you're gonna be a hell of a director.
I hope so. I really hope so.
We'll be directed by Ben Singer. Yeah. Singer, I think. Sorry, I'm bad pronouncing names.
Ben Singer,
yeah. Produced by Ben Singer. Oscars. Famous.
I hope. I mean,
we'll see a Metal Gear Ben on high definition. From the creators of Screw Attack, Metal Gear Ben.
Metal Gear Ben the movie.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Oh my god. Alright, last question. Has a kid.
Last one?
Yeah.
Already?
You want to keep it? Well, let's go on, but this is one question I always ask all of you. Has a kid, what defines you as a gamer?
As a kid. Well, as a really young kid,
yeah.
My parents wouldn't let me have a gaming console of any kind. I don't know why. They just thought that was back when like the Nintendo Entertainment System just come out, and I was really young. But every time I'd go to my friend's house, like no matter who it was, if they had a game console, that's all I would do over there. And their parents would always complain to my parents, like, why does he always just play the Nintendo all the time, because I never played it anywhere else. So eventually I got a Game Boy and a Super Nintendo and all that, and it just went from there. I just started, I don't know. I actually started with Sonic on the PC.
The PC? Wow.
I know that sounds weird, but I got this like collection of the first like two Sonic games, and I think a Game Boy, I don't remember what was on it. But there was a couple Sonic games on the CD for the PC, and that's the first game I ever played before I got a Game Boy.
Wow.
First game I ever played besides like Spy Fox and those like, little kitty teaching things.
Wow. That's very interesting. Well, Ben, you survived the interrogation.
I did.
Yes.
I'm proud of myself.
You didn't piss in your pants.
I know. This was really intense. I mean, I'm sweating. Yeah. I'm sweating my balls off right now.
Everyone is with you. They interrupt every second. Oh my god. The crowd. Famous. Oh my god. Ben is here.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm such a celebrity that people die whenever they're around me, right? According to Craig.
Oh man. Or get taken by Jose.
Well, I survived. Wow.
Well, I really appreciate you having you here at the interrogation and the podcast. So
thank you for letting me be here.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Burt Reynolds, believe me.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, do you have anything to say for everyone?
For everyone?
Yeah.
Who's listening? I have to say that, nothing. I don't have anything to say. Keep rocking on. You guys are awesome.
Nice.
That's all I gotta say. Go to SGC.
Go to SGC!
And, woo!
I failed.
No, I don't know. I don't know. My mind is blanking right now.
Yeah. All right. So, Ben, thank you for having you here again. I'll be meeting you over there at SGC. Hope to just enjoy and have a hell of a time over there.
And looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, can't wait to see you there.
Yeah.
So, and everybody else who's listening. Everybody else who's listening. Can't wait to see you guys too.
That's just great. So to everyone over there that and the Screw Attack crew that just keep interrupting, you suck. No, man. No, thanks for joining to the podcast too. And Corey, you have to pay for the toilet.
Yeah, you know, I kind of have to go to the bathroom now.
So, all right.
Yeah.
So, Ben, thank you for having you here at the interrogation. See you next time.
Adios.
Well, another successful podcast. Wow, it was incredible.
Yeah. Too bad Ben is a celebrity. All the interruptions in the interrogation. XD.
Yeah, the whole interruptions and everything. But it's a Screw Attack. We have to expect anything from them. So, okay. We're gonna end the podcast right now with the final announcements. Like I said, I'm going to travel the 10th and till the 24th?
The 14th of July.
Oh, thank you. So, okay. I'll be doing a B-Vlog before going to the United States, and I'll be practically recording and recapping everything on my trip. And if I have the chance, I'll try to, to post it on over there at on the internet or something. Or maybe I'll do it when I get back over here. Like I said, I don't know if I'm going to have a good computer or the programs, the necessary programs to use the camera. Well, passing the camera to the computer.
Well, just take me to the U.S. and I'll do it for you.
Well, I wish I could, but somebody have to take care of the podcast and the site and everything.
I hate you. Grumpy face.
Okay, sorry. So, for now on, guys, maybe we'll do another episode, maybe a little shorter or something, but we don't know. I have to arrange my trip right now, and I just have to run. So, everyone, thanks for being here at the podcast, here in interrogation, the announcements, everything. Keep rocking. This is the end of the podcast. See you next time.
Thanks for tuning in for the podcast. Join us next week for more awesome music. Shutting down.